Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on August 7, 2009. Well, it's hard to believe, but summer is almost over, and that means the end of the summer internship. Darden students have been interning all over the world this summer with a variety of organizations. The internship is an extremely important component of the MBA experience. This week, we continue our conversation with some of our students who interned this summer to find out what they've learned and to see if they have any advice for future interns. This week, we feature rising second-year student Katie Adams. Katie interned with McKinsey. We spoke with her on the phone a couple of weeks ago. Here's that conversation. Katie, thank you for joining us today. I know your schedule's packed, and we appreciate you taking time with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. And, well, of course, we're in Charlottesville. It's always great here, right?
Yes.
Now, you're in Atlanta with McKinsey. What's your title, and what are your responsibilities this summer?
So this summer, my official title is as a summer associate. So it's basically the summer intern version of an associate, which is the just entry level right after graduate school. Mm-hmm. And my responsibilities primarily for the summer, I'm one of four associates staffed on a project based in the social sector and education realm. And my role has been primarily focused on scheduling an implementation plan for our project with our client, and also deriving the expected impact that our strategy and initiatives will have over the next 10 to 15 years on this in this particular education field.
Wow. Now, one of four, are those also summer associates or are those full-timers?
No, I am the only summer, so it is everybody else is a full-time.
Uh-huh. And so far, how's it been going?
It's been going extremely well so far. I'm about, this is the end of my seventh week out of 10.
Wow.
And it is amazing how quickly you ramp up and get up to speed on the project. I walked into the project 4 weeks into it, so everybody else had several weeks to become immersed in everything from the education field to our particular client. And it was really a very, very quick ramp up speed in those first 2 weeks. But after that, it has been pretty phenomenal how quickly everything moves and how quickly you become a part of the team and an integral part of the team.
Now, you were with General Mills before you came to Darden. Can you tell us what you did there? Because it seems, looking at your resume, it's quite a bit different from what you're doing this summer.
Yes, it is in a lot of ways, but I've actually uncovered some unexpected similarities as well.
Oh, good.
So when I was at General Mills, I was working in sales with them primarily on Yoplait yogurt. My main account was Safeway, so I would help Safeway drive everything within their yogurt category for all products, not just General Mills products, and it would include everything on how the products should be priced, when they should be on merchandise, how we should merchandise them through ads, displays, commercials, things of that nature, and even where exactly on the shelf different types of yogurt should sit.
Mm-hmm.
What was a little unexpected to me coming into my project was how well some of that maps to what I'm doing now.
Cool.
Everything from engaging the client and being able to have difficult conversations with the client in my previous job, my buyer at Safeway, and here the client that I'm working with. And then also just how much some of the impact that I was seeing at General Mills, so being able to take a proposed merchandising strategy and look and extrapolate out what the impact would be for Safeway has actually been very similar to what I've been doing this summer. Just now I'm looking at data from the education field and what we expect that to do to student achievement rather than sales of Yoplait yogurt.
I guess the lesson is, you know, all experience is good experience, right? I mean, you can always use what you've learned in the past and apply it to what's coming down the pike, right?
Exactly.
So this might be an impossible question, but do you have a typical day? And if so, what's it kind of like?
So there's definitely a variety of my typical days. But I would say that most days start around, well, really any time in the morning, but get into the office about 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And spend the majority of the day in four cubicles with my teammates. So there are six of us and spread among four cubicles that are right next to each other. So we spend a lot of time together. And I will be doing anything in a given day from leading a client meeting and really sitting in a room with the client for 4, 5, 6 hours a day to working on pulling external research from different a variety of sources within McKinsey and externally as well. And then we also spend a substantial amount of time every day doing what we call team problem solving. So the whole team sitting together around issues in individual work streams that are particularly difficult or thorny or just need a little bit more impact or a little bit more input from a variety of team members. So we'll sit in a conference room often with a whiteboard just drawing out potential ways to approach problems and solve those problems going forward.
How did you end up at McKinsey? Was that a goal, one of the companies you were hoping to end up with?
I would say it was definitely in the top of my mind when I came back to business school, but I was actually not sure entering business school that consulting was even necessarily the path I wanted to take. And so I really approached the summer looking at it as knowing that consulting was a potential interest and a career that I thought could hold, could be a very good fit for me, but really viewing the summer as an opportunity to test things out and test the waters. And so in as I started going through the recruiting process, was focusing really on a very large array of consulting firms for multiple reasons, one being that I knew very little about any of them, so needing to cast my net as wide as possible, just from that perspective, to learn about as many places as possible, but also to explore as many options and make sure I was giving myself the full range of options to pursue as a summer experience.
What's needed there to be successful? I'm thinking of maybe someone who might be a first year, starting to maybe look at internships in various companies and areas. What do you need to really be successful when you get there?
So I think one of the key elements of coming into an internship that has made it a success for me so far this summer has been my willingness to speak up. Just because I'm the most junior person on the team and really with no consulting experience whatsoever doesn't mean that I don't have an interesting and useful perspective to add.
Sure.
And so being willing to speak up about that and to bring it to the table has really helped me not only drive where the team is going, but realize where I need to focus my efforts in developing myself as well.
I'm guessing the classroom at Darden has helped prepare you for that?
Yes, absolutely. There is really nothing all that intimidating about going into a room with five people and having to speak up when you're used to speaking your mind in a class of 65.
Well put, yeah.
So, yes, that was definitely helpful. And the ability, knowing that when you go into a classroom at Darden, not only are you expected to contribute, but that your classmates will push you and really ensuring that you have thought through the implications of what you're saying has been a huge help sitting in the team room as well.
That's great. Like you said, 3 weeks ago, and you'll be back in Charlottesville. You'll be a second year. What are you thinking in the near-term future? What are you hoping to that will hold for you?
Well, in the very near term future, I will be excited to take just a little bit short vacation before starting back to school, recharging a little bit.
Good.
But also just really looking forward to the year ahead of me at Darden. I had a great experience first year and am really looking forward to second year, being able to build upon the friendships and relationships I formed at Darden and really get to enjoy everything that the school has to offer this year.
Well, we look forward to having you back in a few weeks. Thank you so much for taking time and talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
That's our discussion with Darden student Katie Adams, who's been interning with McKinsey this summer. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, and everyone at Darden, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.